Today's Shir is Masechta, Saita Daf Yotches, and we will begin on Daf Yotches, Haman Aleph, at the top of the Amid. The Gemara continues with teaching us halachas that apply to how the document on which the Saita's instructions and halachas were written, that this document is ultimately the document that's going to be erased. So says the Gemara, Kosva Ashtay Amudim. If it was written on two pages, psula, it's disqualified. For explains the Gemara, Sefer Echad Amar Rachmana, the Torah says it has to be written on one document, v'lashnayim v'shloisu svarim, not two or three documents. That's the way Rashi explains this Gemara. But Tosfos asks a question, this is Tosfos on Daf Yud Zayin Amar Beis, the very maskil Kosva. He asks that the Gemara Masechta Gittin teaches us that by get, the same halacha applies, where the Gemara teaches us, Sefer Echad, the get has to be written, Sefer Echad, V'lo Shnayim V'Shloisha Svarim. And Tosfos asks that, as we learn the Gemara Masechet Gittin, on that Pei Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara teaches us that a get that was written on two pages of one piece of paper, it's kosher. So Tosfos therefore explains, when the Gemara here says Shnei Dafim, it means two separate pieces of paper. But if they're not two separate pieces of paper, even though it wasn't written all on one sheet, the halacha is that it's kosher. And the Rambam holds that if you take even two sheets of paper and you sew them together prior to writing it, then it's kosher. Only if you took two sheets of paper and you wrote the Megillah Saita on these two sheets of paper, and only after writing those two sheets of paper, you sew them together, then the halacha is that the Rambam holds its passer. But it's interesting that the Beis Yosef writes that not only is Tosfos going to be lenient when it was written on two pieces of paper that were sewn together, but the Beis Yosef holds that if you wrote, the Beis Yosef says that Tosfos holds that if you wrote it on two sheets of paper and you sewed those two pieces of paper together, even if you sewed those two pieces of paper after you already wrote it, the halacha is that Tosfos would hold its kosher. But there's a third opinion how to explain this, because Rashi seems to be very machmer. Rashi says not only must it be on one piece of paper, it has to be all on one sheet of paper, even if the two these papers are connected. So he says that what Rashi really means to say is that if somebody wrote, what the Mar means to say is that if somebody wrote this document for the Saita, more than one document, when the Saita comes to go through her procedure, more than one document is written for her, that's when the halacha will be that it's pasul. You have to write only one document. But writing that one document, even on more than one sheet of paper, Tosfos suggests even Rashi, that Tosfos in Masechta Menachos suggests that even Rashi would agree that it's acceptable. Kasva continues the Gemara with teaching us halachas. Kasva ois achas, it was written one letter, and then Mochak Ois Achas, and before he could write, the Kohen writes the second letter, he erases the first letter. And then again, Kosov Ois Achas, or Mochak Ois Achas, so you never have the entire Saita Megillah written at one time, Psula. And the Miri says that it doesn't necessarily have to be the example the way the Gemara gives it. If you wrote a number of words, and then you erase them, and then you wrote a simile, the halacha is it's not kosher unless you have the whole document written properly. The ksiv vasla kainas kol ha-tarazos. I did, however, see that the Sefer Teres Yitzion explains that the description that we just gave is obvious that such would not be kosher. What happened was that you wrote, somebody was writing two documents. And the Gemara is teaching us, even though he's writing two documents, writing a word in one document and then writing and then erasing it and then writing the word in the other document. So you never have a situation of having a whole document, more than one whole document written at a time. And we just learned that you cannot have more than one document for the Saita. This is still not considered as if you had only one document for the Saita. The Pasuk says that the Vasala, that we hear, we have to make, from here we learn that the document that written for the Saita has to be written Lishma. Boy Rava, Kasashtei Megil Shtei Saitas. If two separate documents were written for two different Saitas, but they were all erased by putting them into one cup. Mahu, what will be the halacha? Do we need ksiva l'shma binim? Do we need that each document should have been written l'shma? And that v'yikin that we have. Adilma, bina nami mechik l'shma. Then not only must the writing have to be done l'shma, but the halacha is that each one has to be erased l'shma, and that we don't have here. So the Mefarshim ask, but there's another issue if it's done this way. We learned on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara said that ein oisim mitzvos chavilas chavilas. So why is there no concern if the two documents are erased at the same time of a concern of ein oisim mitzvos chavilas chavilas? And the Sefer Tzaddikim goes on to explain that even though we've learned that if it's done by two kohanim, then there's no issue of ein oitzim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, but he says certainly it's still not l'chatchila, the proper way to do it. So why would the Gemara suggest that it's kosher? So he answers that even though there is a halachic principle of ein oitzim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, ein oitzim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas would not disqualify the act that was done that way. If we make two weddings at the same time, certainly both of the women will be considered married. It's improper to do it ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, but it doesn't disqualify. So that's not the consideration that the Gemara is focusing on. Vim tin tzolaymer bina nami mechik l'shma, and says the Gemara, even if we'll suggest that you have to have bina l'shma, why will bina halacha machkam b'shtei kaisis? They erased each one of the documents in a separate cup of water. However, v'chaz of irvan, and we then mix the water together. What will be the halacha? Mechik l'shma binin. Do we need that the document was erased for her purpose, for her ikka? Adem ha'olav di deka shasya, v'ha'olav di deka shasya. Each one is not drinking what was prepared specifically for her. She has the other person's water mixed in. So the stipler asks, how could the Gemara have such a question? Asked the stipler. The water that was used was the mei kir. The mei kir of Kadosh. One may not drink the mei kir only in the circumstances where the Torah prescribes that they should be consumed. And here, she's allowed to drink her mei saita, but she's not allowed to drink the other mei saita. So how could the Gemara even think that it would be permissible? So the stipler answers, as we're going to learn, they add a dove mar. They add a bitter ingredient into this. And because it's added in here, this bitter ingredient is added that it's considered shloike derech achila, shloike derech hashtiyah. It's not the normal way of eating and drinking. So that's why one is not violating the isser of drinking mei kir, not for a prescribed purpose. Another answer they gave, Eisur Achroinim gave, is of course there's no question that the Saita may not drink water that wasn't designated for her. That isn't the issue here in the Gemara. The issue here in the Gemara is the Eved, where it was done this way, will it be accepted or not? Vim Tim Tzolaymah, and if we'll say, Chol Avdidei Koshasya, V'chol Avdidei Koshasya, if the water remains mixed in the cups, it's not going to be acceptable because we have the two different women's water mixed together. Mau, what is the din chaz of a hilkin? If after they were mixed in one cup, we now go again and separate them into two cups. Mau yesh breira. Do we say breira that each woman is drinking the water that belongs to her? Or ain breira, we don't say breira. And the Gemara remains with a teku. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that the breira over here is not Breira that we speak about throughout Shas. When we speak about Breira throughout Shas, the halacha is, we're talking about retroactive designation. Here we're not speaking about retroactive designation. We're speaking, is this considered, the Gemara's discussion here is that we're speaking about this water. Is this the water that is acceptable for the woman to drink or not? And what we accomplish by saying this, by the Rishonim saying this, we answer a question of the Sfas Emes. Because as we just said, that throughout Shas, there's a sugya of Yesh Breira Ein Breira. And normally the halacha is that by the Raisa, we say Ein Breira, we don't rely on Breira. And by the Rabbanon, we do rely on Breira. So if that's the case, why would the Gemara remain with a tekel here? Why wouldn't the halacha be that relying on Breira, and Breira tells us that relying on Breira, and Breira is not acceptable by Deraisa. And a soit to drinking the water is certainly an issue of Deraisa. That's the Sfas Emes' question. But if we follow the opinion of the Rishonim, that the Breira that we're speaking about in our sugya is not the Breira of the rest of Shas, then yes, in the Breira that we speak about in Shas, the halacha is by Deraisa, we don't rely on a Breira. But here, it's not that Breira, and maybe the Gemara, and that's why the Gemara's question is that maybe over here, we can rely on Breira. The Rambam says that in all of these cases where she drank this water in the improper way, says the Rambam in Hilchos Soita Perek Dal Halacha Yud Aleph, that the woman is allowed to go back to her husband. So the Or Sameach asks, he doesn't understand what the Rambam is saying. This woman, from when she became a Soita, as we've been learning from the beginning of the Masechta, becomes prohibited to her husband. Now that we don't know if drinking this way was acceptable, so she has the chazaka, she should remain with the halacha that she is also to her husband. So how could the Rambam say that if she drank in a manner which we're not certain is acceptable, she could go back to her husband? So the Or Sameach explains that actually every woman has a cheskes kashrus. What happens by a soita is because of the kinui and the stira, as we learned also at the beginning of Masechta, the concept of raglayim ledover, she becomes also to her husband. So what is the basis? The raglayim ledover. Says the Or Sameach, once this woman took upon herself to drink, and yes, the drinking might have been done in a improper fashion, but what it accomplishes is, says the Or Sameach, is that there's no longer a reglaim ledover that she's also to her husband. Once that reglaim ledover is removed, the cheskes kashrus that's in place comes back, and that's why she's allowed to, says the Rambam, she's allowed to go back to her husband. By Rava, now Rava asks a question. If the soita did not drink the water directly from the cup, hishka besiv, she drank with a straw, mahu, b'shifreris. These are different types of straws. Siv really means that it was absorbed in grass, and she drank it by extracting the water from the grass, or she drank it with a straw. The Gemara's question is derech shtiyah b'kach. If that's the normal way of drinking, and it's acceptable, is that considered a derech shtiyah, or ain't derech shtiyah b'kach? What halacha is that this is not considered a normal way of drinking. So the Sefer Michas Kanos asks that we learned in our previous year that the reason the soita drinks in Klicheris is because we say to her, you gave this man to drink in nice cups, and therefore you're going to drink in the Cheris. So how can we suggest that the straw is acceptable? So the Mechol Kaperin says that the way we have to learn the Gemara is that it was first in the Kli Cheres, and then from the Kli Cheres, it went to a straw. That's one teretz. Another teretz is actually that's part of the Gemara's question. Where the Gemara's question is that we don't want her, we want it specifically to drink in Kli Cheres, because it's not a nice way of drinking. Drinking in a cup with a straw is also not considered a very nice way of drinking. And that's why the Gemara's question is that the halacha ought to be that it's acceptable. It's interesting to point out that the Rambam doesn't mention this halacha. And many Mefarshim try to understand why doesn't the Rambam quote this halacha. So some want to say, because the Rambam has taught us in other places that when you drink, not with a derech shtiya, it's not, when you drink with not with a derech shtiya, it's not considered drinking. So the Rambam doesn't have to repeat it here again, because certainly it's not considered a derech shtiya, and you certainly have not fulfilled what the Torah wants you to do. But then I saw others explain the Rambam just the opposite. It goes with the pshat from the Or Sameach that we just learned from the Rambam. That once the woman drinks, the reglaim l'dava are removed. And that halacha we've already quoted, the Rambam says. And therefore, in any situation where she drinks, even if she didn't drink in the normal fashion, the halacha will be that it's acceptable. The Paiskim discuss the halacha is that, what is the halacha when any time we have to drink? What's going to be the halacha we're drinking kosh shabrocha of the kosh shal kosh shabrocha, kosh shal kiddush? The halacha is that one should not drink with a straw. Because as we're learning here now, it's certainly not derech shtiyah b'kach. That's not the normal way of drinking. The Sha'as HaTshuvas Torah L'shma, however, does say that if somebody has some sort of a problem in being able to drink in a normal fashion, then the halacha will be that b'di'evid one could drink in such a way. Moreover, the Paiskim discuss the Masham has a tshuva in Chelik Dalid Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin. If somebody was prescribed to drink something that he's not supposed to drink, so we know often when we speak about medicine, the halacha is that we try that are not kosher. We try to accomplish that it should be not through a regular derech achila. It should not be through a regular derech shtiya. So it's drinking through a straw not considered enough to make that not derech achila. So most poskim are of the opinion that certainly people do drink with straw, only by soita. Whereas we're learning, the Torah uses the word vehishka. So the Torah is saying you have to drink in a normal fashion. That's where we can have a discussion if drinking through a straw is going to fulfill that requirement. But certainly, if somebody is drinking something that's not kosher and he just drank it through a straw, he's avada considered that he drank it in a normal fashion. Similarly, if somebody's going to drink through a liquid through a straw, he's going to have to make a bracha. Boy, Rav Ashi. Nishkmehen, if some of the meisoita spilled out, the nishtayrim hen, but you have some left. Mahu, what is the halacha? Do we have to have all of the water, or if you don't have to have the water? The Karen Iris says that the entire discussion of this Gemara is only if it's spilled out and you weren't able to scoop it up. But if it's spilled out and you scooped it up and put it back into the cup, that is not the Gemara's discussion. However, he says that from the Rambam it says that the Gemara's question includes that even if it's spilled out and you were able to retrieve it, the halacha is once it's spilled out, it may be possible. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav. Shtei Shvus Hamuris B'Soita. Why does the Torah say that the Kohen has to make a swear twice? Lama, Achas Kohen Shnecha Megillah. One Shvus was conducted before the Megillah was erased, and says the Gemara V'Achas Lacha Megillah, one was done after the Megillah was erased. Maskler Rava, but asks Rava, how could you say that that's shot in the Pasuk? To value, if we look at both Pesukim that are mentioned in the Pesukim, Kodim Shenicha Megillah Ksivan, they're both mentioned before the Megillah was erased. So how could we suggest that one is referring to after the Megillah was erased? Ella Amar Rava, Achas Shvuah Sheyeshim Ha'olah, one is a Shvuah that comes along with a curse, V'achas Shvuah Sheni Ma'olah, and one is a Shvuah that doesn't come a curse. To teach us, and as I saw that the Sefer Mimini Michal explains why, because if we would only have one Shvuah, we would attribute it to not connect it to the curse. But we want to make the Shvuah very severe. So how does the Torah accomplish to teach the severity of Shvuah? By saying Shvuah twice, And by saying, why did we have a second Shavua? The reason we have a second Shavua is to show the severity of a Shavua. Hey, Chidamai. So ask the Gemara, now that we've learned that we want to establish a Shavua Sheyeshimai Allah to show the severity of the Shavua. So ask the Gemara, Hey, Chidamai Shavua Sheyeshimai Allah. What does that mean? Amrav, Amrav, Av, Shemini Alecha Sheloit Nitmeis, Im Nitmeis. Because if you did the wrong thing, Yevoibach. So, as the Sefer Tversin explains, what we're learning now is that Shavua Sheyeshimai Ola means that it's a Shavua that comes along with it with a description of the punishment. Amar Rava, Elul Chudai Kai, Vishvud El Chudai Kai Mei. There's how we're connecting the Shavua to the curse. El Amar Rava, Meshbine Elech, what the Shavua means to say, Shem Nitma. If you did the wrong thing, you will be subject to all of these punishments. Amar of Ashi, Allah Ika. But if that's the case, so he's speaking about the punishment, Shvua Leka. But where is the Shvua? El Amar of Ashi, Meshbich Adlaich, Shaloit Nitmeis, Vim Nitmeis Yavaybech. So in this case, when he administers the Shvua, when the Kohen administers the Shvua, in the wording of the Shvua, he includes that she will be cursed and punished if she did the wrong thing. So the Mishnah says, "Vamri isha amen amen." Ask the Mishnah, "Amay yomeres amen amen." Why does she use the word amen twice? So says the Mishnah, "Amen ala ava Allah." She's saying amen that she's accepting the curse, the punishment that will be happened if she indeed did the wrong thing, and amen ala shvua that she is accepting that what she said is that her Shavua was true. And here we learn a concept that we've discussed previously. We learned this Masechta in the Dharam and Masechta Shavuos, that saying Amen to a Shavua is the equivalent, Amen, saying Amen to a Shavua is the equivalent of saying the Shavua yourself. Amen Mizah, she also is saying that from this husband, Amen Mishachar, and she's saying I didn't have relations with another man. She says, I did not have an adulterous relationship while I was in Arusa. And even though, as the Meiri points out, that she could not have had Kinui Vestira during the time when she was in Arusa, Kinui Vestira only applied to a wife who was in the Suah. But here we're learning, as we're going to be discussing, the concept of Gilgal Shavua. And the concept of Gilgal Shavua teaches us that once a woman is making a shvua that she's supposed to make, we could evolve all other types of shvuas that maybe those shvuas on their own are not shvuas that we could make her make. Amen, nesua, and this is the type of, this is the shvua that this is all about, that the Saita makes. All the other shvuas, as we said, are only coming along with a Gilgal shvua. Shemer shavam, she makes a shvua that I didn't do it as a shmeres yavam. I didn't have a legitimate relationship while I was a shmeres yavam. And she says the knusa, but she's saying that if the yavam married her, now when the yavam marries her, he can make a shvua that not only for while they were married, they can make the shvua of even for while she was married to her brother. We see here that she says amen a number of times. There's an interesting question that if somebody hears a number of brachas, does he say amen for each bracha separately, or does he say one amen for everything? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Katan Chaf Hey discusses this, and he says that a person should say, it's better, a person should, even though he hears two brachas at the same time, he should say a separate amen for every bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah does suggest that when a person says amen that way, he should say amen v'amen. Says the Mishnah further, amen shloinet meisi, the woman says amen that I did not do the wrong thing, Vimnet Macy, and what she's really declaring is that if I did the wrong thing, Yavoybi, the water should enter my system and do as we were learning what it does. Ramei Omer, Amen Shalom at Macy, she makes a Shavua that I did not do the wrong thing, And she also makes a shvua shalai atma that I won't become tamei again. And if I become tamei again, the water that I already drank will work for the future. Says the Gemara Haklam Moedim, Shem Masna Ima Loya Kodim Shetzares. Everybody agrees in explaining the Machlokes of the Tanakama and Rameyer. Explains the Gemara, everybody agrees, Shem Masna Ima Loya Kodim Shetzares, that the Shvua is not effective or what happened before she became Narusa. V'loy Achash Tetzgarish, and the Shvua is not effective after they get divorced. Nistra La'achav Nitmas, V'aka Chazira, but if while she was a grusha, she had an improper relationship, and then the husband divorces her, lo yai masnima. Zah klal, because says the Mishnah, kol shedibol, if she had relations, but those relations don't cause that she should become osur to him, that she should become osur to the husband, lo yai asur la, lo yai masnima, for that the condition would not be affected. So the Achrayim point out that even if we're going to say the opinion of Rameya, that you can make a shvua even on what's going to happen in the future, that's only through a Gilgal shvua. Since she's making a shvua anyway, so then she can make a shvua on the future. And in general, I saw the Emory Emma says that what's pshat in the shvua? She's anyway not allowed to have relations with another man. And when we learned Masechta Nedarim, we often discussed the concept of Ein Adam and Moshe Vayimen Bahar Sinai. She already is sworn not to make such a shvua. So says the Meimris that's part of the Gzeris HaKosov. That when the Torah says, as we're learning in our sugya, that a woman makes a shvua, what the Gemara means to say, what the Mishnah says, that when the Torah means to she make a shvua, it could be all encompassing in every, even something that normally cannot be shvua. We've often quoted in our Gemara that the word that the shvua is only effective, as the pasuk says, v'nika ish mi'oven. That only if the husband is also innocent, then the wife, the meisoita, can have effect on the wife. But if the husband is not innocent, then it can't have any effect. And therefore explains the Rambam, that if the husband ever committed znus, the soita drink won't be have any effect. So, as we're learning, that before we give her the water to drink, the kohen makes a shvua, and also tells her what happens if she's guilty, and she says, Amen, Amen. And the Rambam actually paskens like Rameya, that not only does the soita swear about what happened in the past, but she also speaks about the future. So points out the Paris Yosef, that we're going to learn in our shir that if soita drank the soita drink on Sunday, and then she does adultery on Tuesday, the water is not activated at Sunday, but on Tuesday, when she does the adultery, it will be effective. Says, ask the Pesach Yosef, that certainly she's not going to get punished if she didn't do anything wrong. So what does it mean that she, what's the Mishnah trying to teach us? What's the Gemara trying to teach us? Says the Menchas Chinuch, that what would be the halacha if she, a husband had an inappropriate relationship after she drank. The husband having done an aveira, as we started this discussing now, affects the potency of the drink. But we're going to learn that, let's say, the woman drank on Sunday. The husband did something wrong on Monday. So now he did something wrong after she drank. Still, it's going to be considered that the husband is not menukah mi'oven. Because to be considered menukah mi'oven, we want it to happen before whatever she drank could possibly be effective. If this cannot be effective at that time, then the halacha is, if this drink will be effective at that time, so then the fact that he did an aveira before,
even though he did the Avera after she actually drank, the water would still not be effective. Amar Rav Nuna, Shemeres Yovam Shezinsa. If Shemeres Yovam had an adulterous relationship while she was a Yavama, a Sura Yavma, the Yavam is not supposed to do Yibam with her. But the Achiezer says that even though Yibam is not an option here, she still will have to have Chalitza. Memai, says the Gemara, how does the Rav Nuna learn this then? Says the Gemara, Medikani, because our Mishnah said, Shemeres Yavam Kenusa, that if she ultimately has Yibam, the Yavam can make a swear that she didn't have any immoral relationship while she was a Shemeres Yavam. So explains the Gemara. Yeah, Bishlama Sira, if we're going to say that a woman, while she was a Shemeres Yavam, had an improper relationship, becomes also to the Yavam, Bishlama Bado, so we could understand where the husband says this. Eli Amit Lo Yisira, if we're going to say if a woman, while she's Shemeres Yavam, doesn't become also to a Yavam just because she lived with someone else, Hechi Masna Bado, how could he make the stipulation? But Tanan Koza Klal, haven't we learned at the end of our Mishnah that the Mishnah taught us, Kol Shdi Dbol of Loi Tesrula, any time if she had a relationship which does not make her forbidden to her husband, Loi Masnima, says the Gemara, but still, so it seems that our Mishnah is very much a raya, that the halacha is that a woman who is a Shemeres Yavam is not allowed to have, if she has relations with another man, becomes usur. And Tosfos explains that the chiddush of Rav Nuna is that we know, as we're going to learn, a Shemeres Yavam having relations with another man is over alav. Rabbi Kiva holds that a woman who's a chayv lavin has relations with another man, the child is a mamzer. The Rabbanan, however, disagree with Rabbi Kiva. And the Rishonim explain what Rav Nun is coming to teach us is that even though there's only a chayv lav involved here, so since there's only a chayv lav involved, according to the Rabbanan, that doesn't make her usur to her husband, that doesn't make the children mamzerim. So therefore, we would think if a Shemeres Yavam had this type of relationship, she doesn't become also to the Yavam. Teaches us the Gemara that teaches us Rav Nuna that is not the case. Even the Rabbanan who throughout Shas disagree with Rabbi Kiva, here they'll agree that if the Shemeres, that's what Rav Nuna is coming to say, that if she has this improper relationship, she while she's a Shemeres Yavam, she will become also to the Yavam. However, comments the Gemara, Amri Bemarava, they said in Etz Yisrael, less Hilchas HaKrav Hamnuna, the Halacha actually doesn't follow with Hamnuna. But ask the Gemara, but didn't we just bring a Raya from our Mishnah that the Mishnah Praskins like Rav Hamnuna, Elohad, Tani, Shmeres Yavim, Knusa, so isn't our Mishnah clearly a Raya that, as we just learned, a Raya that Rav Hamnuna is correct? Answers the Gemara, Hamani, as we just said, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva hi. Dama en kedushin toysim b'chayiv elavin. Rabbi Kiva treats a chayiv elavin just like a chayiv karis, and that's why she's treated like an erva. And that's why certainly if she had that type of relation, Rabbi Kiva would certainly agree that she becomes osur to the Yavam. But it's not necessarily the case, that it's not necessary that Rabbanan agree, and our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who is the opinion that we don't follow. By Rabbi Yimya, Mashi Asnu al Rishonim Rishonim. If a man was married to a woman, he divorced her, and then he remarried her. And then during the second marriage, the question the Gemara poses, can he speak going back to the first marriage? And Soy Achiv, if somebody did Yibam, and now he's doing Yibam, and he does kini v'stira, can he speak about his brother's marriage? Tashma, kol shei tibayel. So Gemara again wants to bring a raya from the wording of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, kol shei tibayel lo tesur lo lo yamasnima, ha'asira. But if she, by doing this, she would be also to the husband, and the relations that are being mentioned are cases that she would be also to the husband, Hachanami the Masna, then he can make this stipulation when he brings her. Shmamino, that he can indeed include this when he makes a swear. Ramei Amar, Ramei says that the Amen is not only for what was, but also for the future. Tanya Loik Shem Ramei Amen Ashlei Etma Shem Titma Habayim Mait Gnosim Achshav. Says the Gemara, never was there assumption that the water should be effective now. Ella Lechishetetma, if in the future she should do the wrong thing, then Maima Aranaisai, the water come into a system, and at that point, Bait Gnosim. So I saw many Mefarshim try to understand that if the woman at this point didn't do anything wrong, then why would we think that they should be effective? HaKadosh Baruch Hu only punishes a person for the averus that they've done. But the person hasn't, if she hasn't done any avera, why should she be punished? So the simple answer is that just like we find in the Pasuk, there's a concept of a Ben Seder and Meira. And the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin teaches us that Ben Seder and Meira is Hashem Seifa Nivdak. Right now, the Ben Seder and Meira has not really done anything that would cause him to be punished, to be killed. But we see what is going to happen. Here we're learning that the mace, that we would think maybe the same thing is by a Seifa. Another pshat that I saw is that we're going to learn, we mentioned this previously in our Masechta, but we're still going to learn the sugya, the concept of schus toilolo, that if a woman could have a schus, could have certain schusim that will help her not be punished. And what the Gemara means to say here, explain the Mefarshim, that Ramei is saying that let's say you have a woman who drank, and she's in a situation of schus. She's not really innocent, but the reason she came out innocent is because she has schus. And now the question is, the fact that she also has, that she will eventually do the wrong thing, will that abrogate the power of the schus? Or if we learned that, as we're going to learn, that the schus does have a power, it has the power no matter what. By Rav Ashi, Ma'ashi asked Adam al Nusum Achroinim, can a husband make a shvua to his wife that if we get divorced and then I take you back, that this shvur that I'm doing now should be effective for our second marriage? Hashtami in the Sirle, do we say that this marriage, there is no problem with this, the drinking can only be limited to what's involved with their current marriage? Since sometimes they're going to get remarried, so he could speak about that as well. Toshma Hakl Shavin, says the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, that even though we had in our Mishnah Machloitis, Tanakama, and Rameya, we learned in the Mishnah, that you can't make a Tanai prior to their Erisin, if she was alone with a man while she was a Grusha, and then he's going to take, the husband takes her back, isn't that mean? It's only because she had relations with this man while they weren't married. It seems that if they're going to get remarried and she has relation with that man, Hachinami de Masani, it seems that at this point he can make a shvua for that period as well. Shmami no. So from here we see that a shvua can be made not only for what's going to happen during this marriage, but even if they're going to be married again. Tana Rabbanan, Zois Torah Sekanaz. A woman could drink more than once. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says, the Pasuk says Zois, so we learn from the Pasuk Zois, Eina Isha Shaisa Vishaina. A woman does not drink twice. But Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that there was a story where it was the same woman that drank a number of times in front of Shemaya Vavtalion. So the Sefer Mincha Chareva says that the Machlokes is only on the third time, on the second time. But on the third time, then the halacha is everybody will agree that she could drink again. He said he was the famous pit digger. We accepted that if a woman was married to two men, then she could drink twice by the second husband, even though she had drank by the first husband. One husband cannot make a wife drink more than once. Woman never drinks twice, whether it's one husband or two husbands. Tana Kama Namik Sivzois, says the Gemara, how could the Tana Kama suggest that a woman could drink twice? Doesn't the pasuk say Zois? And on the other hand, how could Rabbanan say that a woman never drinks more than once? Haksiv Tairas, which means that she could drink more than once. Amar Rava. So Rava says as follows. Ish echod abayil echod, that if there's the one husband who accuses the wife a second time that she had an adulterous relationship with the same man, the kula amma pligi, there is no machlokes, then ish she suvishana, that she doesn't drink twice. Why? Because for that we use the word zois. Shnei anoshim, shnei baalim. When she's married to two different husbands, and each one of them accused her with a different man, the kula amma, everybody agrees the shayis, she's going to drink twice. The ksiv, the pasuk says toiras, that she drinks more than once. Ki pligi beish echad shnei baalim. One marriage, but two. The husband accused her with two different men. Shnei anoshim, or two different men. Two different husbands or Baal Echad, and they're both accused about the same adulterer. Tanakam is Savar. The Tanakam's opinion is Lerubi Koyle. Tyrus comes to exclude all the situation. Zois Lemute, all the Zois comes to exclude Ish Echad or Baal Echad. One husband and one Baal. That's the only case where a woman doesn't drink twice. Rabban Basroi Savar, Zois Lemute Kule. The word Zois comes to say in all situations the woman doesn't drink two times. The Tairas is only coming to include one specific case. Shnei Anoshim, two different husbands, Shnei Baalim, two different adulterers. Rabbi Yehuda Zois, Lemuti Tarti. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Zois is coming to exclude two cases, and Tairas is Lerabbi's Tarti, is coming to include two cases. Zois, Lemati Tarti, is coming to exclude the two cases. Ish echad abayil echad, one husband with one adulterer, or ish echad shnei baalim, or one husband with two different adulterers. Tairas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the Rabbi Tati, is coming to include two cases. One is the case of shnei anoshim baalil echad, two men with two husbands with one adulterer, or shnei anoshim shnei baalim. That Rabbi Yehuda says is going to be the case where she drinks twice. And that was the case that Rabbi Yehuda spoke about. Spoke about the second husband gives her to drink. When does the second husband to drink give it to force her to drink? Whether he's accusing her that she had this relationship with one adulterer or with two adulterers. But one husband, the same husband, doesn't make her drink twice, whether it's from one adulterer or two adulterers, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hanun l'chayim evi, hanun l'chayim evi, hanun l'chayim evi.